tomorrow, so people go along and check their devices, their updates. Sometime tomorrow, it'll be out. It's a, just over a gigabyte in size, so if you've got one of the 16-gig phones, you might be in a bit of trouble about installing it. But there's no rush to go along and install this. I've been running it for a couple of days now, the final version, because I actually get access to it beforehand. A couple of really nice features out there as well. They've got a raise-to-wake feature, so you actually pick the phone up, the iPhone actually lights up, goes straight to the home screen so you can see any notifications on there. It's all about Siri. So Siri now understands you even more, so you can go along, talk to Siri, and it will go along and say, you know, remind me that Lee will ring me on this at this time, and it will come along and do all of those things. Photos on there, so much better now, so that when you take photos, it will go along and link photos. So, you know, if you go away on holidays, it will actually link all those photos and everything together. And Apple Music's had a big major design, major visual design on the iPhone as well. So there's quite a lot of new features. I've only touched on a couple of them, but that will be out tomorrow.
Looking forward to that one. And Sony has a high-def audio player, and that'll be something to sort of keep in mind, that a lot of people will be saying, hey, I want one of those.
I don't think they will, Lee.
No good.
For the simple fact that it's going to cost you $4,299.
I can see why you're saying no. We'll leave that one on the shelf then at that price.
And they're described as their premium Walkman. So I think the time has really come and gone for Walkman out there as well. Weighs 455 grams. It's actually got, it's plated with gold, and it promises you the best personal audio listening experience you're ever likely to have. That's just for the Walkman. So you won't actually be able to hear anything of it because you've got to buy the headphones that come with it, which are $2,999.
By gee, it's a dear investment, isn't it?
Look, it's a shocking price.
I can see why you say, no, we don't want one of those now.
No, you really don't. And also, in high-definition audio, just be aware out there, if you ever do buy one of those devices, once you get past about 35, you won't ever be able to hear the difference from high-def audio to normal audio. So just be aware that, you know, high-def audio, there are lots of those devices starting to come on the market now. This is at the real top end, but you might never hear the difference.
That's why you've got your finger on the pulse, that is for sure, Richard. Avoid the Sony high-def audio player, not only the price, but also the features there. So thank you very much for that. And Samsung have a belt that will tell you how fat you are.
They do, and it's called the Welt. It's going to be coming in January as well. It's actually got a USB port on the front, and it'll monitor your belt usage over 20 days. So it actually tracks your steps, your sitting time, it monitors your waistline, and actually sends you notifications if you start eating too much, that your belt starts straining under the food that you're eating. It actually comes in three varieties. There's a casual, classic, and premium, and a range of price from $99 to $199. So if you already can't work out that if your belt's getting tighter, you have to start putting out notches, Samsung are going to be there for you.